I can tell you what happened there. In
oh,
that
a big
case.
Build up. Yes, no, it's, go on, tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Philippa Ratcliffe lives in the town. She was woken up about 3 a.m. at about a lorry stuck at the West Street junction in Reigate town centre. That was causing gridlock. Can you believe it? Must have been really spooky to have all that snow and all that traffic at 3 in the morning.
Crazy. Philippa, I understand we can speak to you now.
Well, I can hear you.
Well, I can hear you loud and clear. How lovely to make your acquaintance. So what on earth were you doing hanging around West Street in Reigate at 3 in the morning?
Well, I wouldn't say I was hanging around West Street at 3 in the morning. I live along West Street.
You're
and,
a respectable woman.
Of course I am. I don't believe those rumours.
And you had pub landlords and pub staff coming out and clearing away the snow because there was no one else to do it.
Absolutely. I could hear the noise because obviously it's very quiet along here at night, and you could just hear all the lorries just ticking over and a lot of light. So I went out, obviously, in case anyone needed any help or stranded in any way. And there were quite a few residents coming out with 4x4s and helping some of the smaller cars up the road. But what it was is it was so treacherous on the corner, going up into London Road, up towards the station, that the HGVs just couldn't get round. And there was just a huge tailpack of lorries, cars, trucks, vans, everything, because they couldn't get on the M25. So they were all coming through this way. And yeah, the pub landlord from the Red Cross and one of his barmen and a few other people, they were out with their shovels and brooms and salt and wood chips and just trying to clear the way for them.
Mm, and you filmed them doing their bit for community spirit. There's an interesting quote which is on the Get Surrey website that half the drivers were extremely grateful, the rest just drove past without so much as a buy you a leave.
Yeah, so sort of a cheers mate and on they went, which I suppose to a certain extent I don't blame them if they've been on the road for an awfully long time you've actually managed to gather speed and gather momentum. You're just going to want to.
They were concentrating on the road, weren't they? So we'll give them the benefit of the doubt because we like to believe in the best in people. So have you enjoyed the weekend snow, or would you just rather it would all disappear?
I don't mind. I mean, it was nice to have it at the weekend, so everyone was able to go out and have a good time in it yesterday. But it's sort of like, no, it can go away now.
Yes, when you have to get about in it, it's a different story altogether. Philippa, thank you very much for providing that important piece of photojournalism for us, which you can see on the BBC Surrey Twitter feed now. Thanks to Philippa for going out and filming that on her mobile phone.